Cape Talk.
WhatsApp 072 567 1567.
Welcome back to the show. Bianca Reznikov standing in for Pippa Hudson. It is 9 minutes to 2 o'clock. I want to give you a heads up about a show that's coming to the Artscape next month. The Consulate General of Spain is bringing the flamenco show. It's called From Triana to Granada to Cape Town, which will take place on the 3rd and the 4th of June. The production showcases the talent of 8 young artists of the Foundation Cristina Hieran of Flamenco Art from Seville, who were winners of the renowned Talento Flamenco Acciona contest. I hope I'm saying this correctly. The show highlights several different choreographies and styles of flamenco in which the talents and qualities of each of the participating artists are respected and underlined. Virtuosos who've become young rising stars of flamenco dance, song and beats. And the company will perform 3 shows in Cape Town on the 3rd and the 4th of June. And the premiere is on the 3rd of June, which will be a tribute that will be paid to the late Carolyn Holden. And welcome to the show now, Alexandra Hoffer, and she's the artistic director of the Foundation Cristina Hieran. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect in this wonderful, exciting, exotic show.
Well, yes, it is actually a wonderful show. We did the premiere in the most important theatre here in Sevilla for the local government. And the show will show 8 different artists, 4 dancers, 3 women dancers, 1 male dancer, then 2 guitarists and 2 singers. So the show is mostly dance, of course. But as you know, flamenco needs live music. And also to have flamenco, you need to have live music. So it's going to be different choreographies of 2 dancers, 4 dancers, and then 2 dancers. So they will change costumes and the dancing theme will be different. So it is a very complete show that we think the public in Cape Town can enjoy very much.
Flamenco is such a unique style of dancing. Are there different styles within the umbrella of flamenco, or is it all similar? I'm just wondering.
No, it's not. It's very different, actually.
Yes.
You have to think that flamenco comes from a mixture of 3 different cultures, which are very important. One is the Arab culture, because Spain, the south of Spain, was under the Arabs for nearly 800 years. And then, of course, the Spanish culture and then the Gypsy culture. The Gypsies came from India through the north of Africa and they settled in the south of Spain and they brought their music. So flamenco is a mixture of these 3 different cultures, very different between them. And they were born in the poorest part of society, and flamenco celebrates life. So flamenco is very different in style, in what they sing and what they dance. We go from something very dramatic to something very lively, because flamenco was used to express either joy or sorrow, or, you know, somebody died or somebody got married or a newborn child. So flamenco is really about life. So it's very different. And also the musical rhythm is very different between one style and the other. We have different kind of rhythms and beats that mark the difference between the different styles. So, yes, it is very different.
I mean, we are not that exposed to flamenco dancing in South Africa. So it's interesting for you to educate us about the style. And, I mean, are castanets something that is used in flamenco, or beating of the boot, you know, of the foot? Is that something that is typical to flamenco?
Castanets, we have castanets. Yes, of course, flamenco is all about percussion. It's all about rhythm.
Yes.
So actually, the feet is another instrument of percussion. As you may know or may not, the shoes of flamenco dancers, they have nails in the point and in the heel, a bit like tap dancing shoes.
Yes.
But we use them in a completely different way as tap dancing, but so that it makes even a louder and clearer noise of the step. The step is a percussion, and then of course you use your hands and the castanets. For flamenco, the rhythm is the most important part. So it's basic, let's say.
Tell us a little bit about the tickets and the show information, and a little bit about Carolyn Holden, who it is a tribute for her on opening night.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I didn't know Caroline, so because I've only been once to Cape Town, so I didn't have the pleasure to meet her. But I know she was somebody very important for flamenco in Cape Town,
yes.
And she was one of the first persons who brought flamenco into South Africa. So I think it's an honor for us to honor with our show somebody so important for flamenco, because flamenco is now a universal music, thanks also to a person like Caroline.
Absolutely. I actually do remember her work and have seen some of her dances at the Cape Town Astedford, which is actually on at the moment in Cape Town. Tell us where the concert will be and how much tickets are.
Well, the concert is at the Artscape Centre. I'm sorry, but I'm not so familiar with the prices.
Okay.
I don't have them right now here. They send it for me, but of course I'm in Spain, so I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
But it's at the Artscape Centre. Yeah, so they can see in their web, they can find all the information for the tickets.
And tell us who will be performing in the show, some of the stars.
Yes, so we have three women dancers, three young girls dancers, that they were students at our school, they're now professionals, very young professionals, they're about 20, 21 and 22, then a male dancer. He's also a next student of ours, who all of them won their scholarship after participating in our contest for young talents. And so there are the dancers. Then we have two guitarists and then two singers. They all were students at our school and are now beginning their professional career.
Okay, sounds all very exciting. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day in Seville, in Spain today. Alexandra Hoffer, Artistic Director of the Foundation of Christina Heeren. We travel safely to Cape Town and we look forward to attending your show.
Yes, and we look forward to the show in Cape Town. It's very exciting, everything.
Indeed.
So and thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of the day. And for those of you who are asking, tickets are available and can be booked at CompuTicket or Artscape Dialer Seat on 021-421-7695, or you can visit Artscape website, www.artscape.co.za, for more information. And tickets cost between 250 Rand and 450 Rand.